Here in ice cream season, we've dug one up from the bottom of the freezer from a couple of years back, a story out of a DQ called A Real Treat from Yahoo News. When a visually impaired customer accidentally dropped a $20 bill at a Hopkins, Minnesota Dairy Queen, employee Joey Pruzak was shocked by what happened next. The lady behind him just picked it up and put it in her purse, he told Yahoo News, as if no one saw it. What Pruzak did inspired another customer to write an email to the store manager praising the 19-year-old for his calm and kindness. That email made it onto Reddit, was picked up by the Daily Mail, and quickly turned Pruzak into a nominee for the Nice Guy Hall of Fame, if such a place did exist. Pruzak had been working at Dairy Queen since he was 14. He told Yahoo News he recognized the visually impaired customer, saying he's a regular, always pays with a debit card. He doesn't use a wallet, so when he pulled out his card, the cash fell to the ground. After the woman picked up the 20 and put it in her purse, Pruzak said he confronted her about it. He said, "Ma'am, can you please return the gentleman's money?" The woman denied that she took the cash. "It was kind of a scene," Pruzak said. "I told her what she did was extremely disrespectful and she had to leave. She did, but she never gave back the money." So Pruzak went above and beyond. He walked to the customer who'd lost the 20 and gave him 20 from his own pocket. "I felt it needed to be done," he said. The man thanked him, and Pruzak didn't really think anything of it, just going back to work. Flash forward several days, Pruzak's manager gets an email from a customer who witnessed the exchange. He said, "Why didn't you tell me?" Pruzak explained, "Oh, it didn't cross his mind." He said, "It just felt like the right thing to do." Galatians 5:13 tells us, "You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.